Sarah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We're back. Hey, guys.
Happy 2019.
Thanks for tuning in. We're excited to kind of kick off this next semester. We're going to take it by storm.
Yeah, have some new interesting guests, new topics. It'll be very intriguing.
We have a lot coming, so stay tuned because we are excited. But today we kind of wanted to just take a moment to reflect on our past semester and also like kind of talk to you about what's going on this semester with our personal lives, but also like with our podcast and like what we're looking to improve and stuff. So we're going to just kind of jump into that. I think that our very first one where Dana came on and talked to, just got super real with us, I think that is still like one of my, definitely my top ones. And then also the anti-trafficking one, I think is so cool. Like, she left and Laura and I were like, we have a girl crush. Like, can she come back? How do we talk to her again? Like, yeah, that was really cool. And she was, like, after the podcast was over, she kind of, like, sat with us for a lot longer and just, like, answered more of our questions and was super open about it. And so that was really cool. How about you? What's your favorite?
Well, I like those two, like, because those, I think, were more of our serious ones that were, like, important topics. But I liked doing the Halloween podcast because I kind of got to experiment with our, like sound effects and stuff. Yeah, it was just fun to plan and, like, research into the past of Halloween, but then put in that stuff that made it a lot more funny.
Yeah.
And
no, you did a really good.
Yeah, I just liked it.
Yeah. She did such a good job at editing. I was so impressed.
It was kind of cheesy, but
yeah, but, like,
it was Halloween's funny. A cheesy holiday.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know, you just, like, did it, and then was like, Sarah, look at this, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is literally so good.
It was a little boring before I put the sound effects in, honestly.
I'm glad you did that. What the heck?
But, yeah, so that was probably my favorite, like, the one I had most fun with.
Yeah, those are cool. So, like, moving forward, we definitely want to, like, look back and see what we can improve and just keep making this podcast, like, better platform for what we want people to hear and, like, hear from young people. So how do you think we can improve, like, anything for our podcast?
I think, like, aesthetically, we already talked about this, but we're going to work on our sound a little bit and make sure it's more even. Because right now we only have one mic, so when we have guests on, sometimes it's not always, like, as fluid. So we're going to work on that. I don't know. Like, what do you think we should improve on besides that?
Yeah, sound definitely is, like, I think our number one. I think even just, like, reaching out to, like, just being very forward about, like, hey, we have this podcast, want to come on, like, just being very proactive in that would be cool. But, like, semesters are crazy, so, like, we do our best, I guess. But yeah, sound is probably our biggest one, I think. But I think we've done, like, we've improved so much since day one. Like, I just interviewing people.
Yeah.
It's been so fun. It's been a wild ride.
I listened to our, like, intro podcast over break.
Yeah.
Just, that was just, like, our 10-minute one. And I cringed throughout the whole thing. I was like, oh, why are you laughing like that? Why do you sound like that? But
yeah, I think we're just a lot more comfortable, like, talking to a mic, which is cool.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And, like, asking questions. I kind of, towards the end of the semester, I wanted to, like, make more of an effort to just, like, really dig in deep and see how people respond to that when we're interviewing them. And people were so good about, like, the harder questions.
Yeah.
Like, they were really good at answering them. So I kind of want to, like, moving forward for our next guest, not to scare our next guest, but I'd really like to, like, get deeper and, like,
ask some more difficult on-the-spot questions.
Yeah, because people have been very, like, responsive to that and, like, have given us really good stories, so that's cool. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
What do you think is our biggest accomplishment so far?
Making the podcast. No.
Yeah. Actually making this happen.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'm really proud of, like, how we've been pretty consistent. And, like, we have a sponsor. Like, that's really cool. And, like, we, like, have given, like, we just both are very, like, excited to do the podcast and want to keep it going. And, like, if one of us forgets something, the other one always is, like, there to be like, hey, we should do that. And I'd be like, we're like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm stoked. Yeah. It's never like, oh, I was just trying to forget about it.
Yeah, except the times when both of us forget on accident. And we're like, wait, the podcast comes out in a couple days.
Shoot, what are we going to do? But in that case, our friends have been really good and have been like, yeah, come on. Like, no big deal. So, yeah, that's been really cool.
Yeah, I think our, like one of our biggest accomplishments was the anti-trafficking podcast.
Yeah.
Just because it's really relevant in Tucson and just that, like, we got to make that happen and that she was so willing to come on, and that was a good one. So if you haven't listened to that yet, go back and listen to it, because it's pretty good.
Yeah, she gives you a lot of information. Even if you're not from Tucson, like, she just has a lot of good information, like, on anti-trafficking. So, I highly recommend. Alright, so, moving forward to, like, this year, because 2018's the past, what do we want to see for the podcast moving forward?
I think it's kind of the same as, like, what we're looking to improve on, like, asking those more difficult questions, but I think just having more variety on our podcast of, like, the, like, people who come on, what they're talking about, like, just have it be from very different places, different perspectives, like, just have more diversity.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that'd be really cool. But, yeah, that's kind of what I would say, too. Like, it's the same as what we want to improve on, like, sound quality, what Lauren just said, and, yeah. It's kind of what I think, too.
Yeah. Like, going off that, what are you most excited about for this semester in the podcast?
I am really excited to keep interviewing people because I just, like, found a passion for that. And I've, like, kind of been looking into things in the future where I could interview people. I don't, like, this probably will happen, but I'm like, it'd be so cool to, like, have that as a job and, like, make money off of just, like, getting to know people better. And I think, like, I don't know, even when we're just, like, interviewing our friends, like, there's stuff I don't know about them that they bring up, and I'm like, wow, that's, like, really cool. Yeah. So I'm, like, I'm excited to, like, work on our interviewing skills more and, like, also just having people on that and learning from them. So,
cool. Yeah. Now you're going to become, like, a hard-hitting journalist or something.
I know. Taking a little turn.
Yeah.
I think it'd be so cool to have a podcast that's, like, super successful and be hired onto that. Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe this is just the beginning.
Yeah. Who knows? So more in our, like, personal lives, what's your semester kind of looking like this semester?
I've actually felt pretty good about it so far, because usually at the beginning of the semester I have a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
But I'm not working this semester just because I have a lot on my plate, and that was kind of, even though I need the money, it was still at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah.
So, I'll just have more time to, like, focus on my classes, and I'm working in two research labs, in my department, which is, speech, language, and hearing sciences. So, and those are switching up a bit, so I'm excited for that, and... Cool. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good semester, and hopefully I don't get too stressed out now that I'm not working.
Yeah.
Because if I'm still stressed, then what's the point? Like, I could still be making money, but...
Very true.
For my personal health,
yeah,
I'll just be extra broke.
Cool.
But, yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be a good semester.
Yay. That sounds super cool, and that's cool that you're in two research labs. That'll be interesting and fun. Cool. For my semester, I have taken on all of your anxiety, I bet, because I've already had a breakdown. no, but I'm feeling better. I just know it's going to be a harder semester. So, like, going into that was just, like, a lot mentally, I guess. And, like, always, I'm from California, so, like, coming back from California or, like, leaving Tucson, like, they're always, it's a weird transition for me. So it kind of hit me all at once. But I'm excited for this semester. All of my classes seem super interesting. So I'm excited to, like, learn what I need to learn. And, yeah, with that, I'll be, like, Young Life leading still. And I am part of a club called SCNO, Students Consulting for Nonprofits. So I'm still part of that. And I might join another club. We'll kind of see. But, and then a bunch of other stuff, which is the business college. Yeah, it's going to be a good semester, though.
Very cool.
I'm excited.
I'm excited to see you turn into, like, a businesswoman, you know?
I know. I, like, walk into my classes and I'm like, I don't feel like these kids seem like they feel, like, I definitely love business and I love learning about all that, but I feel like some kids are like,
they're all business.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm just here. I'm gonna do cool things and, like, make it, but, like, I'm also not right, I don't know.
You're business in the front, party in the back.
There you go.
And the other people are all business.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, I love, like, everyone at LA. It's a really cool environment to be in, though. So I'm excited I'm there.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you guys have, like, any... This is kind of a shorter episode, I think, but if you guys have any, like, things you want to tell us to improve on. Like, I got a text from a good friend the other day about our sound, and I was like, we are working on that. Thank you for your tips. So, like, that is always welcome. Like, all feedback like that is super welcome. If you guys are interested in coming on our podcast, we always need guests, so please come. Yeah. Just anything. Give us feedback. Yeah. Talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for listening and following us into this new year. Hopefully you're just as excited about it as we are. Yeah, so just let us know any comments, questions, or concerns.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram, and we also have a Facebook page called Quarter Life Crisis. Our Instagram is at podcast.qlc.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's all. Thanks for listening, guys, and we're excited to be back.
Yeah, hope you all have a great semester, too, or just year.
Yeah.
Also.
Wherever you're at in life, we're excited for you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you. See you.